What's up, Pats fans? Welcome to Totally Patriot.
We have a big show for you this morning. Have a look at what's coming up.
The Pats tore up the Texans in Week 13. Next up, the Cleveland Browns come to town. But first, we get to know Silver Salinga in Pats Chat. Were his parents trying to start a defense of their own?
So you are one of 11 kids, is that right?
Yeah.
And James Devlin took down the Texans' defense last Sunday. But now it's time for him to take on Tilted.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playgrounds where I spent most of my days.
And Professor Fritz is back at it. He's working out all the kinks of how our muscles generate energy.
I got another tip for you. Foam rollers compresses the lactic acid in your muscle. If you just...
Get ready. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. It's hard to believe, but there are only 4 regular season games left. And while it's almost time to say goodbye to 2013, there's still plenty of time to say hello to some of our favorite Pats players. Romeo's over in the hall right now. It's time for Pats Chat.
Thank you, Shauna, and good morning, and welcome into the hall here at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Every weekend, one-on-one with your favorite players. We love doing it. We got some students from Scituate High in the house here to help me welcome defensive tackle Silver Salinga, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, everyone.
What's up, man? Come on in.
Get comfy. Say what's up to the students. Scituate High is in the house. So you are one of 11 kids, is that right?
Yeah.
Talk about growing up in a household with 11 kids. I mean, were they all there at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, most of them were. I'm the youngest. I'm the youngest out of the 11, and I mean, it was something cool though. Growing up with all my older brothers. I mean, I have 6 older brothers, and so it was. You know how that was like.
How many bathrooms?
Oh, we only had 3.
3 bathrooms for 11 kids.
Yeah, and I was the last one to always take a shower, everything.
Is that how you started, like, working out? You're like, if I'm gonna have to, like, fight my way into the bathroom.
That's really how it went down.
I'm going to have to get strong. What are the holidays like? Like, you're, you know, buying presents now. Do you guys all buy for everybody?
Yeah. I mean, it's a cool thing. Especially around Christmas. I mean, there's presents everywhere. And not even talking about the food. The food, I mean, it's a big old feast.
Unbelievable. Any crazy, just funny family stories growing up with that many kids?
I mean, when you have that many kids, I mean, it was a different story every day.
Unbelievable. So. But you always knew somebody had your back, at least. You
Yeah.
6 older brothers.
Definitely.
So talk about a lot of players, you know, when they first start out in the NFL, they kind of jump around from team to team. Is it hard to kind of find a home, if you will? I mean, do you feel at home now here in New England?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my rookie year, it was hard. I mean, especially not knowing what to expect and coming out the lockout year. I mean, it was a journey going through that whole experience. I mean, going to San Fran, getting cut after preseason and not having a home for about 6 weeks, and then ending up on Denver's team for about 2 years.
Right.
So.
And how's it feel now here? Does it feel like home yet?
Yes.
It does?
Yes, yes. This year's been crazy for me. Getting traded to Seattle, getting released by Seattle, and then, you know, going through and trying to make a team, and then got picked up by over here. But since I've been here, you know, I felt welcomed and everything. I love it out here.
That's great. All right, so let's go over some gym stats here. Tell me if these are right. 560-pound squat, 600-pound deadlift, 390-pound bench press, and a 315-pound power clean. Are those right? Or they've been up since I got the bio?
Yeah, I did that. That was my high school stats.
Well, how often are you working out? How do you get those numbers so high? Give us some tips.
You know, it's just an everyday thing, not slacking off. And I've done it for so long that my numbers have just jumped up. So, I mean, it's just doing it every day, even when I'm lazy.
Let me see.
I don't have anything.
50-inch biceps. Silver Salinga is our special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise. Scituate High is in the house. We'll be back with the students. They're going to ask you some questions coming up, man.
From the hall to the lab, let's check in with our crazy Professor Fritz to see what he's cooking up in this week's How'd They Do That?
How'd They Do That is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program.
dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Hey, guys. Hey, we know football players got to be tough and strong. We spent some time looking at how these guys get so big and muscular and in such great shape. Diet, exercise, and genetics is what makes these guys super freaks. Super freak, super freak, I'm super freaky. What about after these guys are done running plays or they're done throwing the weights around the gym, they get so swole? They get swole! Let's take a look at how our bodies generate energy and the byproducts that come of it. Everything our body does requires energy, even the smallest of movements like blinking an eye. In a football game, every snap requires the players to generate a lot of energy in a short amount of time. To generate energy, our bodies need glucose, and we get glucose from what we eat. Athletes are really careful with what they eat, using pre-game and post-game supplements, supplying their bodies with food which can be easily turned into glucose. This occurs in the digestive system, and the resulting glucose that flows through our bloodstream and into our muscles. Then it is all about converting the glucose into mechanical energy, which is how our muscles move through the range of motion to run, jump, catch balls, etc. The chemical process of converting glucose into mechanical energy requires oxygen. Your muscles are like little furnaces burning up glucose to make energy. More coal, more coal. Muscle cells contain enzymes that are waiting to be called upon to create mechanical energy. An enzyme is a very complex chemical that enhances a chemical reaction. In this case, it is a reaction that changes glucose into lactic acid and releases energy. Lactic, what? Ooh, that doesn't sound good. Those are two words you don't want together, acid and body. Kind of like cold pizza.
Oh, you like cold pizza? Yeah, me too.
Or rotten tomatoes.
Losing season? Not good.
When Rob Gronkowski's at the line of scrimmage and hears Tom Brady calling plays, his brain steps into action and immediately sends signals to his muscles to let him know it's time to go. This wakes up the team of enzymes in our muscles that are waiting to create chemical energy. Gronk is running down the field, using up oxygen and burning up glucose. Depending on how far he goes, at some point, all the glucose that is being supplied to the muscles will be used up, and during that process, lactic acid is building up in his muscles. When our bodies use oxygen to convert glucose into energy, the byproduct is lactic acid. When too much lactic acid builds up, muscles are no longer able to generate power. Muscles need to recover, and the recovery process involves flushing all the lactic acid out of the muscle. As blood flows through our muscles, it rinses out the lactic acid. After games or a practice, football players need to recover, and part of that recovery process is flushing their system of the lactic acid. Commonly, these guys will get into an ice tub that is 60 degrees or colder. Yowza! The cold water restricts their blood vessels and slows down metabolic activity so they can get back to normal in no time and ready for practice the next day. They always say you should cool down after a workout, but an ice tub? Ooh, that gives a whole new meaning to the term cool down or chilling out. I got another tip for you. Foam rollers. Compresses the lactic acid in your muscles if you just, without, freezing off your, without getting too cold. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that. Can I get the fireplace turned on? I'm cold.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Silver Salinga is back in the hot seat and dishing out some advice.
Hard work beats talent when talent don't work hard.
And no wonder James Devlin was able to box his way into the end zone last Sunday.
I like to box. I've been boxing since I was about 17 years old.
Stay with us. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Pats fans, it's another week of workout with me, Harold Nash, strength and conditioning coach. It's time to get off the couch, get your water bottles, get ready to go. So let's get it started. Today's Totally Fit exercise is walking lunges, a great exercise for lower body strengthening, parity between both legs, lower body power. You can do this exercise with dumbbells along the side, a bar on your back as I'm demonstrating, but also for the less seasoned lifters or more mature audience, hands on the hips. First thing you want to do is set a good base, I'm placing the bar on my back. I can do about 4 to 6 reps with each leg. What I want to do is keep the chest up, stay erect, get a good step, push through the floor, stop, push through the floor, stop, making sure my knee touches the floor so I can create parity, the same amount of distance on each leg. These things really can help you get totally fit.
Thanks a lot, Harold, and welcome back to Totally Patriots on your weekend. We are here in the hall at Patriot Place. Defensive tackle Silver Saligna is our special guest. We got some students from Scituate High. They have some questions for him. Go ahead, stand up, man.
What's the best advice you ever got?
The best advice I ever gotten was, it was actually a little quote when I was in high school. Hard work beats talent when talent don't work hard. And that's stuck with me ever since then. Never slack off. So,
who are you closest with on the team?
Probably Isaac, Isaac Sopoanga, and Mike. We call him Who Man.
Who inspired you to play football?
My older brother. I never really liked running, so I didn't like football at first, and then my older brother, one day just took me, and ever since then, I just fell in love with the sport.
Do you ever get homesick?
My rookie year, especially around the holidays, it was a little hard, especially around, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that, but
have now, you had the chance to get out around here in Boston much, like even experience the nightlife or just go out to the restaurants?
The only thing I went down to Boston was the Celtics game. Other than that, I stay in Foxborough.
Gotcha.
What was the transition like from college ball to pro football?
College football was a little bit different. In transition, you're transitioning to a grown man sport. I mean, you're playing with people, in their 30s. You're playing with people that, played the game for about 10 years. So, it was a lot different.
Do you have any superstitions you like to do before a game?
I have to do the same thing I do every day. I wake up at the same time. I eat at the same time. There's a time I don't eat. And I just stick to my whole regimen.
What about rituals after you guys win a game?
After we win a game, I say a prayer.
What's it like on the bus headed back to the plane or on the plane ride home after you guys win a game?
Oh, it's pretty fun. Everybody's happy. And, they're starving. Everybody's starving at the same
Eat
time,
a lot.
Too. Yeah.
I heard the food on the plane's pretty good, too.
Oh, it's real great.
ladies and gentlemen, Scituate High, make some noise. Silver Saligna is our special guest. Thank you so much. Totally Patriots. Nice job, man.
Thank you.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots and athletes everywhere. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. James Devlin had quite the game last weekend. Not only did he have his first rushing attempt, he had his first NFL touchdown, and it was quite the touchdown, too. He plowed through like 3 defenders before making his way into the end zone. That's determination. I like it. Keep it up. Let's see what you got in Tilted.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playgrounds where I spent most of my days. My all-time favorite music artist, gotta be Will Smith. Again, a Philly thing. I'm proud of where I'm from. And he made some good music over the years. Chilling out, maxing and relaxing all cool, and shooting some b-ball outside of school. And then also AC/DC, love that. AC/DC is high school football to me. Favorite movie of all time, easy, is Rocky. Grew up outside of Philadelphia, so that's kind of my hometown movie. I love the underdog story. Hobbies, I like to draw. always been kind of an artistic type kid growing up. I loved art class and all that stuff. And then I like to box. I've been boxing since I was about 17 years old. Pet peeves, bad driving. I get a little bit of road rage sometimes, you know. And when it comes to traffic, I hate traffic. Thankfully, I think Massachusetts drivers are pretty good. Weirdest thing I have in my locker, I got a big tape ball. I don't know why I did it, but I just rolled up tape, and it's like a ball like this big. Haven't done anything with it. It's just sitting in the corner of my locker. Big rivalry in Philly about cheese sticks is Pass and Geno's. We're right on Pass Yonk Ave. And they literally face each other. Geno's has all the flash. Pat's is like kind of grungy and dark, and you might not even want to go there when it's dark out. But I love Pat's. It's they have chip steak there, and Geno's has shaved steak, so their steak is like kind of flatter. Nah, I wouldn't call myself a Philly cheesesteak connoisseur. I just enjoy it. And a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight. My mom got scared. She said, "Move in with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." That was a Will Smith one right there.
The Pats are back on their home turf this Sunday, and as you can see, they're getting the field ready for the matchup when the Cleveland Browns come to town. I think when the Pats are done with them, though, they're going to be looking a little more green. I hope you've done your scouting report. Romeo is back at it. It's time for Totally Facts.
Totally Facts is brought to you by iRobot.
That's right. This weekend, Cleveland's coming to town. The Browns, not my favorite color.
Which Patriots coach was actually head coach for the Browns?
Bill Belichick.
Do you know what years?
91 to 95.
Got it. Did you know that Cleveland is actually home to the world's biggest, largest indoor Ferris wheel?
You want to guess how big it is? How many feet high?
200?
500?
135.
128 feet. Your guesses are good. Wow. Did you do this in school? You'd just go down and be like, see.
Pretty much.
Did you know that the Browns are the only team in the NFL with no logos on their helmets?
I did know that, actually.
Why is it?
That I don't know.
What would be a good logo for them if you were to make one?
Trash.
Smiley face.
How about an L? Because they lose all the time.
The Browns have a section in their bleachers called the Dog Pound. It's sort of like, you know, they yell, they bark, they cheer on the crowd. Can you give me your best, like, dog, like, if you were in the crowd, cheering on the team?
Ruff,
woof, woof.
Ruff!
That was more like a hyped-up chihuahua.
Free! You have the right to remain confused. Totally lame law.
You can't walk backwards on a city street and eat a donut at the same time.
It's pretty stupid.
It's illegal for your duck to parade down Ohio Ave. That's a main drag to have there.
Don't let the man hold you down, duck. Get out there. Parade.
What would you name your duck if you had one?
Jeffrey.
You already know. You've thought about this, haven't you?
Yes.
So back in 1985, a cornerback for the Browns, this guy Hanford Dixon, he came up with the term the dog pound, basically saying quarterbacks, they're the cats. Their defense, they're the dogs. He came up with the dog pound so everybody in the crowd would go nuts. Every time they make a sack, they would just bark and make a ton of noise. I'll tell you what, the Pats are coming for you, and we have a muzzle. You can bark all you want to. It ain't gonna help.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Happy National Cotton Candy Day.
Cheers,
mate. Mmm, sweet.
Gotta have one.
We pulled off another win last weekend, Romeo, and you know, the Houston defense was number one in the league, and we still managed 34 points against them.
We did. It was a close game, though. I wasn't expecting to be that close. It was a nail biter. Look at these things. I was the whole game. This is not good for my nails.
The past couple games have been like that. Let's just hope when the Cleveland Browns come here this Sunday, it's just we crush them.
Yeah, we got this. We got this. And our record right now, 9-3, sitting pretty number one in the AFC East. I like that.
Let's keep it going through December. Hey, who's our TP MVP of the week?
This week, number 87 gets it. Let's give it to Gronkowski. Looking good last weekend.
The guy's a monster.
Absolutely. It's exactly what we needed, and we got him again tomorrow. We got this. We will leave you with some highlights from Gronk enjoy the rest of your weekend.
We'll see you next week.
Fires toward the end zone, and a tumbling grab is made, rolling into the end zone with a touchdown, Rob Gronkowski!
You've got to be kidding me. Did you see where he caught the football? Off of his shoestrings.
Brady drops back and throws down the middle, looking for Gronk. Makes the grab up the left side across the 35. Inside the 30, angling left to the 20. Gronkowski caught at the
still
waist and eventually wrestled out of bounds. Tom throws across the middle. Gronkowski makes the grab out of a tackle to midfield. Runs it left with a stiff arm. Tripped up in the open field and brought down across the 45 of Houston.